from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Flags!
Welcome back. Nice to have you along. It really is. It's the club. We finally got rid of Big Souk. He's out of here. Went to the Foos. The big show down at Providence Park. Should be a good time tonight out there. I look forward to the report on Monday. You know, things like the acoustics. The hot scene.
The hot scene.
You know.
The pit.
The pit, yeah, the crowd. You know, what are the Foos, what do they close with? I got to be honest with you, Buckley. I'm going to be honest right now on the radio.
Okay.
I don't really know a whole lot of Foo Fighters. I really like Dave Grohl. I think he's wonderful. And they're a good band. I just don't, I haven't really gotten into them.
Yeah.
What do they close, like, what is their big...
Maybe Times Like These? Or
Hero?
Yeah, could be Hero.
There goes my hero.
Yeah, maybe.
That's how it goes.
I really like the song Monkey Wrench, but they won't close with that.
Yeah, that's a good tune. Forgot about that one.
But well, I'm like you. I like Dave Grohl, and I like their sound, but I can't say that I know their catalog well. I don't.
Why do you think that is? When we like a band and we like an artist, but we don't really... like them?
Well, I don't know. I mean, at least for me, I feel like part of it, like growing up in the pre-on-demand like iPod generation where, you know, I liked songs and you'd hear individual people's songs on the radio and then you wouldn't hear the whole album unless you went and got the whole album, you know? Like, and they were one of those bands that I think probably preceded the iPod and stuff like that. And I, maybe that's part of the reason why I never really got into them because I would hear them on, you know, Live 105 or whatever, but I'd hear one song or I'd hear a song of theirs in a movie.
Do you have a band? Okay, so I was thinking about this. Grohl, I'd like to see. Just because I think he's awesome. And I think he does a good show. And I just would like to watch him work. I'd say the same about Mick Jagger. Like, I'm not a huge Rolling Stones guy. I think they're phenomenal. But I would like to go see Mick Jagger work.
The YouTube chat telling us that Everlong was the closing song that they used a few nights ago in California.
Everlong, okay.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, that was a big hit. Do you have a band where whoever the lead is, the front man or the front woman, they would make you go see, you would want to go see them even though maybe you're not a huge fan of the music?
Oh, yeah, I mean...
who would that be for you? Because I think Grohl would be right... Grohl and the Foos would be right up there. Mick would be up there.
That's a great call. I mean, and I would say Mick and the Stones. Like, I didn't really grow up listening to the Rolling Stones, but I like a lot of their songs, and he's a rock legend. I think, really, any time you get a chance to see someone who has been a legend, and it might be their last time around, like, that's a cool opportunity to take. Like, many years ago, there's a festival, it's kind of like Coachella, but it's in San Francisco, called Outside Lands, and Stevie Wonder played at it. And I'm like, I'm not a big Stevie Wonder fan, but I'm like, I gotta go see Stevie, because he's Stevie Wonder, and he's greatness. The following year was Tom Petty, and who's obviously now gone. So I think that, and I really like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers catalog, so that's probably a bad example, but I think that, for me, it's often like just acknowledging the legend of somebody and saying, oh, if that person comes around and I got a chance, I've gotta see him.
Yeah, I really regret when Joey and Suk and I were talking there about the act we wish we had seen. I really regret never having seen... never having gone to a Pink Floyd show.
Oh, yeah.
Because they came through... I remember I was at KU, and they came through Kansas City with their big tour back in the 90s. And, of course, they don't play together. They're old now, but they don't... You know, they don't get together. It's like, nah. I really dropped the ball on that one. But I think Grohl... I'd go see Foo just to see Dave Grohl.
That energy, yeah.
I went and saw Van Halen, and I love Van Halen. I like them a lot more than Foo Fighters. And David Lee Roth was the front man at the time.
Okay.
This was, not that long. Maybe 10 years ago, mm-hmm. whenever they came through at the old amphitheater up there in Clark County. And I was really excited that it was David Lee Roth because... Again, he's kind of got that flair that I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, he was so bad.
Really?
Oh, he was so bad.
That's a bummer.
So bad. The band sounded great. He was awful.
Yeah.
So I kind of wish Sammy was there now. But, does Sammy play with... Well, no, because Eddie died, right? And Alex...
I'm out of my depth on this 70s rock and roll stuff. I mean...
70s.
Well, 80s? I don't know. When did Van Halen start? First album.
Well, they probably did start in the 70s, but I think of them as 80s. Dave Matthews. Okay, so he mentioned Joey loves Dave Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Green Day's coming here. That's another band that, Billy Armstrong's pretty cool. I'm not a huge...
Billy Joe Armstrong.
Or Billy Joe Armstrong. I'm not a huge Green Day guy, but I'd go see him.
When I was in college, I did take the chance to drive up from Eugene to Portland to see Green Day on their American Idiot tour.
How'd that go for you?
It was fantastic. We were GA, I think I was a sophomore in college, and A Newfound Glory opened up for him. Good show, good punk rock show. I caught one of Billy Joe's picks that he threw into the crowd. It was a guitar.
Really? What'd you do with it?
I don't know. I mean, it was on my desk for a while, and then didn't make it
right
through college.
Here, and then you lose it. A pick. Well, I tell you, I think Dave Matthews, of those bands, I think Dave Matthews would be the one I'd want to see most.
I've seen Dave live, and it was really good, but it's kind of like it's kind of got that ongoing jam session feel to it. Whereas I feel like something with Grohl, it's going to be like pointed and boom, and now we're doing this. Whereas
100%.
Dave will kind of just go, and he'll go back and forth.
100%. I just like their music a little better.
And it's a good show, but I'm thinking that's probably apples and oranges.
Well, they're legendary for their shows, aren't they?
Oh,
Dave
Matthews
Band?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But the reason is not because they pull out big pyrotechnics or because they have big, huge reveals or whatever. It's because they go forever.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite frontmen is always David Byrne. So
he's the frontman for who?
Well, he was with oh my God, Jesus, holy crap!
What's his name? I'll look it up.
David Byrne. Brain fart. Help me out.
I'm trying to.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the listeners.
Oh.
God, I feel like such an idiot. Lynn idiot. Talking Heads.
Talking Heads.
Jesus.
Okay. Okay, I like Talking Heads. Well, I like two of their songs.
David Byrne's the man. And so if he did anything, I'd go see it. Just because he's older now, but yeah, he's out there. Another one would be Eddie Vedder. I've seen Pearl Jam, but I'd just go see
David Byrne's 72.
Yeah, he's getting up there. He's a good dude, though. I'd go see Eddie Vedder just to see it. Or go see Pearl Jam just to see Eddie Vedder.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I would, too.
I'd go see the Goo Goo Dolls.
I liked the Goo Goo Dolls when I was in middle school or whatever it was. I had that album, Black Balloon, I think it was called.
Ugh. Here's a text, Vancouver 4 text line. I just dropped my 12-year-old son off and his mom, my ex, at the show down there at Providence. Let me tell you, it sounded amazing, and there are tons of hots.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Well, we'll get the full report on Monday from Sukanik. He's down there with his son. Should be fun. 30,000. I like the outdoor. I like that venue. Like that. That's a rad.
It feels like it'd be a good place to see a show.
That's a rad place to have a show right there.
It seems.
I'm glad
like
they did that, because it feels like to me that we have a lot of good small venues,
mm-hmm.
but nothing big other than the Moda Center, and that's just an arena.
Yeah.
This is.
And even when they do that, it's like, you know, they'll drape off half the. I mean, it depends on who the show is, but like. It can feel cavernous and like not that intimate. And I think when you pack that many people into a pretty small space, it's going to be a good atmosphere.
Something
tonight.
About being outdoors. All right. Well, everybody enjoy the show tonight. Stay safe out there. When we come back, the top five Why Didn't I Do This Earlier things. This is Club 1080 on The Fan. All right. Welcome back. It's Rob here. Buck's over there.
What's up?
Got some bros doing some. What are those guys doing out there?
Hell if I know.
We've got some dudes wandering around our office doing.
Their vests and hard hats.
Yeah.
I'm going to go close the door.
I know what they're doing. I think they're up to no good. Stealing all of our prizes. You know, we have some of the leftover Fan Golf Classic prize bags back there. Those guys are probably stealing our batteries. There's batteries in there. Batteries.
I hope they're out there listening to you say this.
Batteries and chips. You seen those prize bags back there?
I don't think so. I did see Suki eating some chips before you left.
Yeah, he always. So there's like 50 of them back there.
Bags of chips?
Well, no, just the gift bags from our golf tournament. They just. I don't know whether they made too many or whatever. But, you know, they never put crap in those things. They just. It's like batteries and bottles of water and coupons for, you know. Mayonnaise. Nothing
coupons
great.
Coupons for mayonnaise?
You know, like crappy golf balls or whatever. You know how they are. Gift bags. Well, they have chips in there. Or they did put a bag of chips in each one of them. I think that Suk has taken every bag of chips out of each one of those bags and eaten them over the last 50 days. And the reason I know this is because I was just back there hunting through all of them for a bag of chips because I was hungry.
You couldn't find one?
No, I found one.
Oh, okay.
But only one. And batteries. I think these are from Battery Exchange. You ever heard of Continental batteries?
Battery Exchange with an X?
Yeah.
I've not heard of Continental, no.
Long-lasting alkaline batteries.
If you say so.
All right, I have the top five Why Didn't I Do This Earlier things. Now, one of these, Buckley, I haven't even done yet, and I've still got it on the list. That's how confident I am in it.
Wait, what? So I don't...
Wrap your head around that.
I still need some context for what you're actually saying.
Bitch.
Okay.
Why didn't I do this earlier?
Okay. You know. And so these are, so, but the thing you're referencing, you're saying you already know one of them, or it's something that you haven't done yet that
no,
you know you need to do?
I haven't done it yet, but I know when I do it, it's going to be on the list of why didn't I do this earlier.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Number five, TSA pre-check.
Mm.
Why didn't I do this earlier? No idea. If you don't have TSA pre, get it.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to throw stones, but if there's no good reason for you not to have it.
100%.
It's
100%.
It makes traveling so much easier.
And a lot of credit cards will just pay for it for you. It's only like $80. for I think a couple of years or something. I don't know if it's $80 a year. Maybe it's $80 a year. I don't know. It's not that expensive.
I don't even think it's per year. I think it's like a one-time fee.
No, because it renews. Mine renewed recently. Mm. And my credit card...
I felt like you get like 2 or 3 years worth before
Before
it renews. Because I don't think I have to pay it every year.
I think you're right. I think it's like $80 every couple, 3 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, credit card just pays it. Wonderful. You don't have to... You know, you get to go in the TSA pre-line, feel all... You know, you can kind of puff out your chest walking through that line like I'm all...
I'm just going to get through there quicker than you.
Rich.
Sorry, idiot.
That's right. You peasants. I'm over here in the good line. That's number five. Number four, I haven't even done it yet, and I'm so excited about it. I'm going to get one of those electric push carts.
The golf ones?
Yeah. For my golf clubs.
Okay.
I'm going to do that. I just haven't taken the plunge yet. Maybe next year. Well, next season.
Wait, so this is your own made-up list?
Yes.
I thought this was like a... I thought you were like...
No!
This is one of those survey-type things, or... Okay.
This is me.
Okay.
Yeah, boy.
All right.
Come on!
Yeah, I'm going to get one of these, and the reason I'm so confident that it's going to be a why didn't I do this earlier type of thing is because everybody that I have talked to that has one swears by it.
Okay.
Especially old guys like me.
Yeah.
Because it's just... I don't know. I carry a lot now, or in the summer, I'll carry my golf bag.
I almost always carry, but I just use the regular push cart, and I feel like, and
no,
I have,
that's
I have
not,
my...
Wait, that's not carrying.
Oh, okay.
A push cart, you're that's
well,
not
excuse carrying. Me, walking.
Yeah, walk, okay. But when you carry your bag, I have a little carry bag.
Yeah, I don't want to carry.
I get sore.
Yeah. So why don't you just use a walking cart, like a push cart that's
well,
not electric?
I do. But I'm talking about the next level, bro. And the next level, bro, is the electric push cart where you just you're basically, if you don't know, you put your clubs on it, you strap your clubs to it, and it just has a little remote control, and your clubs, you just guide your clubs, they just walk along with you.
Now, if you want to be really big ballin', you can do the one that has that's like programmable and has the Bluetooth, and you can just set it to follow you. Mm. So you don't actually you don't even need to use the remote. You're
I've
just
seen
like,
that.
I'm walking over here, and my bag's following me.
Now, do you trust that?
I mean,
should I trust that?
I don't think it's going to kill you. Like, I think your clubs probably also won't end up in the water on their own, but, you know, you have concerns about all kinds of technology.
Here's somebody that says on the Vancouver 4 text line, I'm banking on everyone getting TSA pre, and then the normal peasant line is faster.
Might be waiting a while.
Mm. Another one says, you idiots, don't advertise TSA pre. The more people use it, the slower the line will be.
I did, yeah. That's when when that text came through, I realized, oh, yeah, we might be making it slower.
Hey, you guys,
ourselves.
I'm just kidding. TSA pre sucks.
Yeah, you don't want it. Too expensive, not worth it.
That's right. The electric push cart, though, and somebody's giving me crap. He said, you said you were going to buy that last year. No, that was this year I said I was going to buy it. I said I was flirting with it, and I'm going to do it.
I think I remember you bringing it up maybe in the springtime.
Yeah,
when,
it was this year.
When you were playing around with somebody who had it, and you're like, I didn't think I needed one of these. I think I need one of these.
Yeah. And I've played with enough guys that have them. They swear by it. All right. Top five. Why didn't I do this earlier things? Number three for me is LASIK surgery.
Mm, okay.
If you guys have bad eyes, dude, LASIK is so worth it. It is so easy. And I had mine 20 years ago. I'm sure it's even easier now. And they have other different procedures like RLE and all this other stuff now. And this is not an advertisement. I'm just telling you, that LASIK thing, dude, that was a piece of cake. And I was a guy who had to wear, I had terrible eyesight. I had to wear contacts and all that crap. Contacts are the worst. LASIK, the best. Get it. Write the check.
Yeah, I've heard, I don't need LASIK, but I've heard people, everyone I know who's had it has said it was great. I have not heard one person be like, ah, no, not for me. I wouldn't recommend it.
Doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Number two, starting your own business. Now, this is on my list because my wife did this.
Oh.
And, man, it's another one of those things where you talk to anybody who has started their own business, they're like, why didn't I do this sooner? And I'm telling you, that's exactly how I feel.
Hmm.
And that's how she feels. Start your own business.
Interesting.
It's great.
Is it?
Yes. It's great.
Hmm.
She works from home. You know, she's a therapist. So
well,
she sees...
I did start my own business between jobs, and, you know, wasn't
what
that
was
great?
What'd you do?
I basically did freelance production work. So I had, you know, I was like doing, like helping, I was doing some corporate podcasts and little videos and stuff. I don't know. It was difficult to generate consistent work, and running your own business is pretty hard. So I think if you have everything set up and you know exactly what you're going to do and how you're going to do it.
Well, maybe, she didn't.
I just think it's like...
But there...
I absolutely see the virtue in it. I'm not saying people shouldn't, but there are also plenty of people who decide to start a business and they're like, oh, I'm in way over my head.
Yeah, and it depends on what your spouse is doing.
Sure.
You know, if you've got the household like we do, I've got the, you know, I got the corporate gig steady. Been there a long time. It's easier for her to stick her neck out and start her own business and, you know, with you know.
Well, that's how this came about for me.
Yeah, because your wife has that.
NBC Sports closed when they lost the Blazers. Uh-huh. So they eliminated everyone's jobs there. And so I was like, well, I've got a kid at home. Rather than trying to jump right back into like a working at a place of business, let's see if I can do this for myself for a while. And it was mixed results. There was a lot of positive with it too, but didn't take off as like a full-time thing.
And number one on the list of top five why didn't I do this earlier things, at least for me, go to therapy.
Mm.
It's an easy one. Well, actually, it's not that easy.
It isn't.
I think a lot of people struggle with it, at least taking the plunge initially. But once you do it, you'll love it. Basically, you just get to sit and talk, and mainly about yourself.
And
that's what people want to do anyway, right?
It is shocking and surprising how powerful that is.
Like 100%.
I think everyone who hasn't been to therapy thinks that's dumb. If I know all these things about myself, or if I'm just going to go talk about them, like why do I need the therapist? Yeah. Like I can just say them to a friend or to anybody. It's different, man. It just hits different. And I think a lot of people, and I was definitely in this category, feel like that going to a therapist is like some admission that something is horribly wrong, that you can't, you know, get over a problem on your own or something like that. That doesn't have to be the case. You can just... Self-improvement is achievable just by going to therapy, even if you have things dialed in and everything together.
And not only that, but the therapist has tools that you don't have.
Yes.
And you may think you know where stuff comes from or what, you know, what you've got going on and why you do the things you do, but you don't. You got to keep digging, and you got to have a therapist help you dig. And when you do that, man, there could be some uncomfortable stuff, but in the end, growth is the key. They'll help you grow.
Well, the tools you speak of, they will push you to think in ways about yourself, if they're good, that you don't naturally. And that's
right.
Important because...
That's right.
Again, like none of us have it all figured out, and having an outside perspective from a professional is incredibly helpful.
Yeah, they can help. And those, ladies and gentlemen, here tonight, Club 1080, the top five why did I not do this sooner?
Well, did you see the one that came in on the Vancouver 4 text line? Why didn't I do this sooner?
What?
Buy an air fryer. I use that pretty much every day. Beats the hell out of me why anyone's cooking in an oven or microwave.
Really? Well, see, I don't do anything in the kitchen, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah. We have an air fryer. We use it all the time.
My wife has one. I don't think she uses it all that much, though.
It's really good for things that are supposed to be crispy, like chicken nugs or fries or tots or probably a lot of stuff you're not eating. It's good for kid food.
Here's another one that says, why didn't I do this sooner? Cash App. It's so handy.
I think I have Cash App, but it's basically Venmo. I mean,
go Venmo.
Yeah, I do too. And if you're not on that, why would you not want to be able to text your friends money back and forth?
Yeah. I mean, Venmo, come on. So easy.
Basic.
Very basic. Cash is the same thing, Cash App.
Yeah.
Kind of like the new PayPal.
PayPal, I think, owns Venmo.
Do they?
Pretty sure.
All right, well, guys, that's my list. You can text yours, Vancouver 4 text line. 503-864-6326. All right, coming up next. Now, this is not my list. But we can add to this list.
Okay.
It's the top places Americans think should be open 24 hours.
Oh. Hmm.
We'll do that next. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, welcome back. Sook's out at the Foos. Got Buckley, Saatchi. What's up? Isachi. What places do you believe Americans want open 24/7 that are not?
Oh.
I've got a new survey here.
Hmm.
There are a lot of things on the list.
Yeah. I mean, the first one that I saw one of our listeners text in, which I think is a good answer, is bars. I mean, I think they're inevitably going to be people. I don't think that's going to be the overwhelming majority necessarily, but I can see that being the thing.
Really? Like, you really need it? I mean, bars...
Well, no one needs it, but people who are there till last call probably want it to be, like, over whenever they say it's over.
Yeah, I don't know.
How about gas stations? A lot of gas stations are not 24 hours.
But some are, right? Like, you can usually find gas.
Yeah... I don't know. I've been on road trips where you better get gas before everything shuts down kind of a thing. And I think that's real.
Yeah, that's a good one. But I've always kind of thought you could always find one.
Well, most times you don't need gas in the middle of the night, you know, or whenever. But I'm trying to think of, because this essentially leans towards things that probably aren't open weekends or evenings for the most part, because you're talking about normal business hours being Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 type of deal. So I'm trying to think of what stuff people would want.
Well, you could say gym. I mean, I'm not a gym guy, but
yeah,
gyms be 24/7?
Well, 24-hour fitness does that for you.
Well, yeah, it's right in the name.
Uh-huh.
What about, well, casino? I love casinos.
Yeah.
They're open usually, typically.
Yeah, they're
24/7.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
I think the bar thing, I think you're doing everybody a favor by closing down, you know?
Oh, 100%. You should. But I think there are people out there that think I should be able to decide for myself.
I'm
going to
drink till 8 in the morning.
Yeah. If I want to.
And then it doesn't close, so I'm going to go till noon and then probably 5.
I'm trying to think of what other things fit in that category specifically that I want open at night that aren't.
What about a pizza joint? Munchies.
Yeah, I mean, any...
Because a late night Taco Bell crap, get out of here with that.
So you're saying a better than fast food quality restaurant?
Correct.
Yeah, I think that's a really good call.
Correct. And I just said pizza just because I'm thinking drunk munchies.
Well, yeah, fast casual, like...
You're high.
I mean, it could be Chipotle, it could be whatever, but... Yeah, something beyond, you know, McDonald's, Taco Bell.
All right, here's what was on the list. This is what... This is a U.S. poll. U.S. adults. These are the things that they wish would be open 24/7. One is... The number one thing on here is grocery stores. 56% said grocery stores should be open 24/7, which I think would be great, but... There's no, they're just too, like, staffing, and they're just big.
Yeah, it's really hard to do. Although, I mean, there are some that are.
Are there?
Yeah, like, I think that...
Around here?
Yep, I've had to look before. I can't remember. Oh, you know what it was like when I was used to call the high school football games, like, at Southwest Washington and things like that? I wouldn't be getting back into the area until 11 or later some nights, and... A couple times you need to go to a grocery store. The Winco was open, but nothing else was.
Hmm.
So I feel like most regions, and maybe it's not fair to qualify, but I feel like most regions have something like that that's open 24 hours, but not all.
Somebody on the Vancouver Ford text line says, any parks? I do find it kind of odd, and I get why, but it's like, why do parks close down? Yeah?
Yeah.
You just go in there and...
I think because...
Swing a little
they
bit.
They think that anybody in a park... At 2 in the morning, like, doesn't really have a good reason to be there.
I get it, but it'd be nice to just not have to worry about that.
Yeah, but that's reality.
Pharmacies, number 2 on the list.
Yeah,
54%.
That's a really good call.
That's a great one, because I would go way off hours for anything.
Yeah, anything that you needed. And it shouldn't be like a grocery store where you need a ton of people to...
Right.
Be available. Like, you could have
one
person.
Yeah.
Like,
overnight.
Okay, if there's 6 people in line, they're just going to have to wait, but at least they're open.
Yeah, following that up, 29% said primary care doctor.
Hmm.
But I don't...
It just doesn't feel realistic.
Well, you can't even see him anyway.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, if your doctor isn't working, like, what good is it to have...
So, I got a little something controversial here. I've made a change in my life. You know, I've told you I went to a naturopath.
Yeah.
And she's wonderful. She's really helped me a lot in my life in terms of just preventative, in terms of, just preventative and things that I eat. Just overall good health.
Okay.
Okay? The natural way, not, steroids and all that crap. You know?
Ozempic.
Yeah, exactly. But I have actually replaced her... Or she has replaced my primary care doctor. I have punted on my primary care doctor.
Oh, interesting.
And it wasn't because he was not good. It's just, I just don't...
Didn't feel like you needed both? Kind of redundant?
Yeah, and the idea is if I'm healthier, and look, you're still going to... people are going to give me crap. Oh, you got COVID. Yes, I got COVID. But a naturopath isn't going to just make it so that you don't get sick. You're going to... That's going to happen. But... the primary care guy, he was good, but I think more preventative is the way to go. And then the next thing on the list here is...
But does this naturopath, let's say you have some medical ailment that's not related to preventative. Does the naturopath still help with that too? Or would you need to go back and find
a specialist? See, here's my plan. Now, I don't know how this is going to work because it's only my first year of doing this. But I'm going naturopath. I check in. She checks my blood and all that stuff. If I get sick, and this is another one that people want open 24/7, but I think they are. I don't know where this came from, but the urgent cares, you know, aren't those open 24/7?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know why they're on this list, but they are. So urgent care, if you need anything, you know, obviously immediate, because like it used to be, you get sick and you call your doctor. Well, you can't even get a hold of your doctor for like 3 months now, right?
Yeah, I need to get a new doctor. Mine moved.
Yeah, see, that's horrible. Because
like
good luck.
He got a, like, it was a doctor in Beaverton at, like, Providence Health or whatever, and he, like, took a job in Austin. I'm like, well, okay.
So I'm much healthier now because I went to a naturopath. Again, doesn't mean I'm not going to get sick. I will. I do. I have.
More COVID, probably.
Well, but that's part of why I went to her, is, like, she specializes in the immune system. And I've always had trouble getting really sick. When everybody else gets the sniffles, I go down in a heap. And I don't know why. And so we've started to explore that. And
because you're a little bitch.
That's what she said. It was unbelievable. I was like, what? I didn't sign up for this. Anyway, she's helped me a lot. And I think we know what's going on. And we're working on it. It's great. So then I can go to urgent care if anything is urgent. And then a specialist if I need, you know, further, you know. So that's my new plan. I'll let you know how it goes. Is that exciting?
Very. Yeah. I mean, there is something probably a little bit jarring about just punting on your general physician.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Well, he didn't. Again,
like if you're not using.
Listen, I like the guy, but he didn't do anything that she can't do. All he did was check my blood and stick his fingers in my ass.
Nice.
Now she doesn't do that because you can check the prostate now with just blood work. But thank God.
Right in the butt?
But yeah, right in the butt. Very uncomfortable.
I would have power bottomed the hell out of him.
But, you know, I go to the derm. You do that on separate.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you don't have the skin cancer. And then you go to the... what else you got? What is another specialist?
Oh, like maybe like a cardiologist
or maybe like
that.
A colon screening.
Sure.
You know, I'm getting close to 50. Anyway, that's my new plan. And I'm sticking to it. So far, I love it. And then the doctors, the primary care doctors, they're a little disappointing in the U.S., man. They don't do that much. I don't like the, hey, I'm sick, prescribe me something. Get out of here with that.
Hey, in from the Vancouver 4 text line, Dwayne says, you look amazing,
yes.
Rop. Your face has never looked so healthy, even dating back to the Soul Patch
Hell
days.
Yeah.
Your efforts are paying off.
That's my man, Dwayne, right there. See, he gets it. I have never been healthier. I really haven't.
Stop kissing his ass, Dwayne.
Also on the list, top places people want open 24/7, post office.
Why? Why do you need your mail sent at night?
I agree with you.
FedEx and UPS aren't coming to pick that up. Like,
I don't get that.
The
one.
Postal.
True story.
You know, the U.S. Postal Service, they certainly aren't taking trucks out at that point in time. Why?
Yeah, I don't get that one. Banks.
Again. Like.
Not really.
When's the last time you needed to make a bank transaction that couldn't wait till the morning?
Yeah, agreed with you. And then dentist is on here. I don't know why that one either.
I guess that falls into the urgent care category, kind of, because I'm guessing the only person who wants a dentist open late is someone who has a dental emergency.
And then they've got auto shop mechanics on here. Again, don't need that either. So there you go.
Look at you.
The top places people want open 24/7. Some may say gyms. And I get that.
Yeah, I feel like a bunch of these places, like a grocery store, like a gym, there are places that are open 24. They're just harder to find. It's not, you know, an industry standard, but they can be found.
All right, we got to wrap it up, don't we? Are we done here?
Yeah, we do.
Damn, man. Show flew by. I bet the Foos, you think the Foos are on yet?
No, I do not.
Is it still the Pretenders?
Probably.
All right, we'll wrap up the show next on The Fan. All right, a couple texts here, and we'll get out of here. Somebody said, good luck with those urgent cares because they're staffed by mid-level providers who don't really know what they're doing. Nah, I mean, that may be true to some extent. But they can triage you well enough. Get you where you need to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's always an ER,
At least they're there for you. And yeah, there's always
If it's serious and you need someone serious, go to an ER.
That's right. Somebody else said... I work for hospitals. Urgent cares close. ER obviously does not. I thought those urgent cares. I guess that's true.
I feel like there are some that are 24 hours, but I don't believe that they all are.
Mm-hmm. My bad.
Yeah, what the hell are you thinking?
Somebody else said, "What we've learned here is entitled Americans want anything and everything they might need to be open around the clock."
Yes.
Shocking.
Convenience me, please.
That's right. Why is it not? Hello? I used to live right next to a park, and trust me, 99% of the stuff that happened there after closing was not good and usually involved something illegal.
Yeah, it's not like just teenagers smooching. Like, if anyone's hanging out in a park...
You're right.
Like, you just don't...
You're right. That's probably right. Look, I'll stand down on that, but I'm a little Pollyanna. I think of it as teenager smooching.
Yeah, sure.
What could go wrong?
And I get that. The other thing, too, is who's enforcing it? It's not like they're putting up fences at 10 o'clock.
They have security cruising through, and you're not supposed to be in there. And if you are, you might get ticketed.
That's the thrill of it when you're smooching.
Yeah. Trying to feel some uptops. Well, you guys have a great weekend, okay? We love you. Next week's a big week. You know, Wednesday we have a Club 1080 only show.
That's right.
All 4 hours will be Club at the Pub, 10 Barrel Brewing. How about that? Monday we'll get the Foo Fighters report from Big Sook. He's out there rocking right now.
We'll have a whole other weekend of preseason football to digest.
Oh my God. What are you doing this? What's Ryan Buckley doing?
What am I doing? I am playing golf on Sunday.
Yeah, you are.
And let's
where are you playing?
Playing the reserve with some buddies.
Nice.
Yeah. So we're having a little garage sale tomorrow morning because our...
Can I come by?
If you want. I don't think you want our stuff, do you?
Depends on what you got.
Well, our across-the-street neighbor has a bazillion things, and so we're just kind of piggybacking, being like, hey, you got stuff too.
All right. You going to put like little 5 cents, 20 cents tags on there?
Something like that.
People talk you down to 10 cents.
Yeah, try to use our cute kids to make them sell stuff.
Right. Well, enjoy your...
My suburban life. My dad life.
Enjoy the dad life. Certainly sounds dad-ish.
Yep.
Everybody have a great weekend, and we are back Monday, 3 to 7 o'clock. Good night.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.